Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, you've heard of the 19-year-old Tennessee waitress who says instead of a tip amount, a customer last month wrote the N-word. Well, when the young woman shared the receipt on social media, the waitress was also suspended from her job. Now reports that after fundraising efforts, the waitress is $10,000 richer. I'm going inside her story with Tony Christina Jenkins. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, let me ask you first. Now, you were working at Red Lobster when all of this allegedly happened. Are you back at the same restaurant? Are you back at Red Lobster?
I am back at Red Lobster. Yes, ma'am.
How long did they suspend you for?
Well, the way they did it was they made it appear as if it was a verbal reprimand, and it only lasted about 2 or 3 days, and I went back to work before I had actually missed a scheduled work day.
Okay. Now, they're saying that they suspended you because when you posted a copy of the receipt on social media, the customer's name was shown. Now, he denies writing that on the receipt, and he has since hired a lawyer. Have you heard from him, this customer?
No, ma'am. I have not heard from him at all.
Do you understand why he's denying this?
No, I don't really understand why he's denying it, and I'm not sure what his purpose was for getting a lawyer, because I wasn't trying to sue him or attack him or anything like that, and, I don't have any reason to defend myself if he comes at me. I was just posting the picture to show what had happened, not to have any vengeance against him or anything.
That wasn't vengeance to show that?
Well, the thing was, when I posted a picture, I didn't know his name was printed on the receipt. Mm-hmm. I knew that his signature was on there, but I couldn't read it, so I didn't figure anyone else could. And I had no idea his name was actually printed on the receipt.
Well, people are afraid of you now, and they leave a lot of tips for you now.
How are the tips?
Do you still have the receipt, Christina?
No, ma'am, I do
not. Christina, do you still have the receipt?
I
don't.
You
threw it away?
Well, at the end of every night, you have to give your receipts to your manager. So, no, I don't have it.
So you took a picture of it, though?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I said off the top that you're $10,000 richer because someone did an online fundraiser and raised $10,000 for you. It was a man in California. Do you know him?
Not personally, but his name is Matthew Hansen.
Why did he do this?
Well, from what he says, he felt just out of the bottom of his heart to start this fundraiser to give people the opportunity to come together and give what they thought was a proper tip in this situation.
What are you going to do with the money?
And
like I had said on my first interview, I was working through school to save for a car because I didn't have a car, and I was depending on my parents to get me to work and to college every day. And so I actually bought me a car, a very reliable car, and I see it as a blessing from God that I was able to do that.
And what are you studying in school?
I'm a nursing major.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's your new car.
And you don't have to depend on tips with the patients either. That'll be good.
Is this man still raising money for you, or is the account closed, basically?
No, ma'am. The account is closed.
That's a good guy.
Okay. Well, that was
so the man that wrote this on the receipt, have you had any contact with him yourself?
Unfortunately, no, I have not.
And so is anybody on your behalf, or has anyone representing him been in touch with you or your people?
No, they haven't.
So this is just kind of a closed deal then? As far as you're concerned, or are you?
It appears to be that way. I stated before that I would love to get in contact with the guy, speak directly to him. First of all, apologize for whatever he had to deal with, because I know that on my side, even though I had a lot of supporters, I also had a lot of hate and criticism. So I can only imagine
you received
what he had
some
to
threats,
deal with.
Didn't you, Christine?
Yeah,
didn't you
I
receive
did.
Some threats?
I did receive threats through email, through phone calls. My parents had to screen my calls because it was becoming very overwhelming for me, and obviously, I was still in school, so trying to focus on school was becoming very difficult with people always trying to contact me and stuff like that. And so I would first apologize to him and let him know I'm sorry for whatever he and his family had to endure. And I pray that he would take my apology, because it can appear that, yes, I posted the picture in spite of him to get back at him, to show that he's an awful person. But I hope that he would receive my sincerity in that that's not what it was. And the picture was posted in awe of the situation, in awe of racism still taking place in my generation, and that was it. And so I hope he would, like I said, accept my sincere, genuine apology on behalf of that.
The same to you. Because,
yeah, I think it's one thing not to give a tip, Christina, but it's another thing to write the N-word on it. That's when he took it to another level, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what I have to say to the people who thought that the receipt was a fake. As a waitress, I received no tips all the time, so that wasn't a big deal to me. So just the audacity to go to the extra extent is what was mind-blowing.
Who are better tippers, men or women?
What was that?
Who are better tippers,
men or women?
You can say it, yeah. Man.
You.
Whatever. Christina, thank you, and
she's
good luck with everything.
She's not working in the right restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, darling.
Thank you. You all have a blessed day.